Lower water levels in the Upper Great Lakes earlier this decade prompted the International Joint Commission to take a closer look at what's been happening for the last 45 years in the St. Clair River between Lakes Huron and Erie. Some have blamed too much dredging for creating what amounts to a bathtub drain that's letting too much water out of Huron and therefore Lake Michigan. An updated report from the commission finds that climate, including precipitation, is the main driver of lake levels. Study co-chair Eugene Stockheave says the panel is comfortable with an earlier recommendation not to try to fix any problem.
The question would be, what would you remediate to? If you remediated it to the original figure, which is, let's say, almost a meter higher, that means all of the lake levels would have to be raised by a meter. And if you add on top of that flood levels and conditions, you would have maximum damages all around the lakes.
A property owners coalition, the Georgian Bay Association, says it hasn't reviewed all the science behind the binational report. But Executive Director Bob Duncanson says there should at least be a scientific control board kept in place for the middle lakes, like there is for Lake Superior.
They anticipate climate swings and what possible effects there could be from less precipitation, less ice cover. And they have the ability in the St. Mary River, which is the outflow from Lake Superior, to adjust the levels.
The International Joint Commission says it will hold public hearings on its lake levels report next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.